Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Wessels, Sister, Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. February 8, 1897. Previously unpublished. Dear Sister Wessels, I feel a deep interest for you and for your children. Your heart is sad and very sore. I feel deeply over the case of your son Peter. He needs to draw nigh unto God. He needs his converting power upon the soul. There are circumstances that make it impossible at present to give him credentials. He knows why, and if he acts discreetly, it will be for his present and eternal good. But, dear sister, do not separate your interest from the Church of God. Walk carefully. It may be essential for you to know that your son Peter is not at present a safe man to be entrusted with the flock of God. He has a good wife and precious children. Everything possible must be done to save them and him. If you will cling to your Savior, and know that your brethren will not take any measures which are unkind and heartless, the Lord will enable you to stand correctly for the truth and for righteousness. It is a serious, solemn matter to bear the responsibility of preaching the Word, and Brother Wessels should feel that at present it is best for him to do all the good he can without credentials. The Lord is very merciful, of tender pity and loving kindness. Come now close to Peter Wessels. Do not stand afar off. Do not speak any condemnatory words. The Lord has reproved him. Now seek to help him. Instruct your brethren that now, in this case, is presented to them an opportunity to save a soul from death, hide a multitude of sins. Much wisdom is needed. If it is necessary to open this matter to Mother Wessels, let one of the sisters whom she has confidence in, one who has the true sympathy of Christ, talk with her, and let her understand the matter. First talk, my brother, with him, and come as close as possible with him. In one of his impassioned fits, he may end his own life. For Christ's sake, do your best, with prayer and tenderest love, to save the man for whom Christ has died. Do not be harsh, do not be imprudent. Be careful. Work for the soul. Let him who is spiritual be a true physician to restore such an one in the spirit of meekness. It is not too late for wrongs to be righted, but this brother may end his own life, for this is not thought to be an enormity. I present this to you to present to all who understand this matter. Satan has laid his snares to separate the family Wessels from the cause entirely. If all will move wisely, this need not be done. The Lord can make Peter Wessels a man of honor and truthful integrity. Let not one unwise movement be made. Trust in God, go forward in humility, and pray and work for every member of the Wessels family as you have not hitherto done. Melt your way into their hearts. Will you do your part? Will you, for me, urge your brethren to do their part and act as Jesus would act, were he upon the earth? Souls are at stake. Souls that have not been looked after and properly labored for. Work for them. Work for Christ's sake, with the tenderness of a parent for a child. God help you is my prayer.